Paul, it's a cruel game, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We know that. Ultimately, we've gone down to a quality strike that's ended up being the difference over two games. You know, the lads can be very proud of themselves. I think the supporters have seen a very good performance from us, and the longer the game went on, I felt we, you know, got on top of it for large parts. But again, they got the all-important goal, and we, you know, had a couple of chances which perhaps should have done better with, and one outstanding save, I have to say, from the keeper, from Nathan Arnold's header. Now you kind of waiting to celebrate, and he somehow got to it, and that's as good a save I've seen for a long time.
And Craig's Craig Clay chance in the first half was probably the best one of the game.
Yeah, I mean, they certainly played better in that first half than they did in the first game, and had some spells of possession, but I still felt we were okay. McCarran, I didn't have too many, you know, real crucial saves to make, and there's no doubt, you know, Clay has had a great touch in the box, and then I think he's leant back and put his effort over the bar. But you know, I never like to lose. If you're going to lose, that's how to lose a game of football. And you know, I am. It's a difficult one. I'm proud of the players on one hand, but there's a certainly bit more than a tinge of disappointment that we've gone out.
And as I was just saying to Craig Disley, I think 9 or 10 corners you've had compared to their zero tells a lot, I think, about the game.
Well, I'm pleased that we didn't give too many corners away. Certainly how they initially set up, a very, very big team with a lot of good headers of the ball. So that was a slight concern in the first game. They caused us a few problems early on at Blundell Park. But I think Josh, again, another chance, should score. Podge has had one as well. That's his glance, good movement, just gone wide of the post. And it seems like it wasn't to be our time to get through.
But you must, as you say, be very proud of the way that everybody performed.
Well, I've just said, you know, that's a standard for me that they've set. I thought they passed the ball extremely well on what's an excellent surface here. You know, we knew that people had spoke about it and seen it ourselves. And I wanted the players to get on the ball and show that they can pass it. And the longer it went on, like I say, I thought the better we did that. But also, can see some recovery runs that have been made, you know, where the lads are flat out, and that's a commitment and a desire to the cause. Said that's got to be it every game, you know, whether it's Solihull, whether it's Shrewsbury, whether it's Dover, Braintree, whoever it is, it's got to mean that much. And I think the lads grew in belief as the game went on, and like I said, he's a disappointed group of players in there.
Yeah, to do it over one game, fair enough, but to do it over two games and not get the rub of the green must be even more frustrating.
Yeah, well, I mean, like I say, I think don't think the keeper's quite as bad as we first thought, but it was a nasty injury for Shrewsbury, and still wish him a speedy recovery, but I don't know if he'd have saved that header. I'm not too sure. But look, it's you know, the tight margins in these games, and like I say, give them credit. We gave the ball away on the far side. They broke. It was kind of the threat that we spoke about. Kai Kai, I thought Tater did quite well. He forced him on the outside at least. And on another day, Macca's save probably goes around the post or over the bar or something. Went back in, into the box, a little header, and then a good strike from the go-go.
JP, obviously injured in the first half.
Yeah, dislocated his shoulder. I'm going to see exactly what's wrong, but I certainly wouldn't be a massive surprise if he's out for a couple of months. And that seems to be, you know, the look that the lad has. You know, showing a bit of skill. Gerard's put a good tackle in, but to land like that. And that's a big downside from tonight. Other than that, like I say, I'm proud of what I've seen.
And it reduces your options a little bit with Alex Jones already having gone back to Birmingham, and there's nothing you can do about it till the new year.
No, and this is why, you know, you want strikers. It's easy, I think, to question why we have so many players at one stage and then all of a sudden they lost. And again, it's happened. We've lost a centre forward, we've now lost another centre forward, and that seems to be how we've had his injuries this season. It's picking them up in, you know, the same area at once. But we dust ourselves down and we look forward to the Dover game now.
Yeah, and it's important there's no sort of reaction to that, that you carry on from where you left off in that game.
We've got to try it. It'll be a tough enough game as it is anyway. I think, had a free midweek. We've put in a hell of a lot of effort. So it's important that we recover properly, you know, training-wise. It won't be too much before that game on Saturday, but we'll certainly do bits. And again, if you see that type of performance, but I mean, it'll be a different game. Let's not kid ourselves. We know it'll be a different game. Just said that to the players. But whatever comes in front of you, you have to stand up to and try and cause the opposition more problems. That it might be them that change the way that they play.